Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly with Shazad Haque. And now it's time for Tech Talk. And to bring us up to speed on the latest fintech trends, we're joined today by Brian Fernandez, Managing Director of BizTech Asia. Brian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Rachel, great to be on the show.
Good to have you back with us. So, Brian, yesterday on the show, Shazad, JP and I, we were having a bit of a debate about the introduction of a four-day work week in Belgium. Earlier on, we were also talking about the gender pay gap, but that's another issue. Anyway, you know, and we have seen an interesting approach to, you know, a post-pandemic working world. There's no denying that COVID-19 has reshaped the working world when it comes to tech trends. The most obvious shift, though, that I can think of is, you know, work from home to perhaps that evolving to work from anywhere. What does this mean for product and solutions providers?
And so this is an interesting thing, guys, because I'm actually taking this call from Al Rajhi Bank's new hybrid workspace right up in KL. Mm. And really, this is designed for their new digital that they're about to launch. And it's a hybrid working space. So essentially, part of their workforce will be working here. Part of them will be in their headquarters. Part of them will be working part of their time at home. And really, technology has enabled this to happen. So one of the key things that happened is initially it was 2 years ago, it was work from home and companies were really struggling to get the technology right. But now there's new office designs, audiovisual technology has moved forward. Artificial intelligence has also evolved to benefit this remote working, co-working and working perspective, because one of the things, for example, that we all got used to, especially in the early days of working remotely, was hearing barking dogs or ambulance sirens and neighbors' lawnmowers and
screaming
stuff like that,
screaming children,
right?
Yes, I know.
Now we have technology to basically dial that out. Now, right. So that's, I think, one of the, and that's technology that's available today, and companies are already implementing that. The other thing that's also happening right now is to enhance the whole Zoom call experience, really with augmented reality, to create really much more immersive workspaces for employees, whether they are at home or whether they're in the office. So you've got to think things like 3D smart glasses, so that you could do interactive training experiences, you could have multi-screen environments, and all of this really is all around trying to enhance productivity when not working from home, or when you're not working from the office. So virtual reality is going to be a big part of this moving forward. Spatial audio, you've got language processing, and a whole host of different camera technologies. But one of the things that also has improved dramatically really is, as working from home and remote working became more and more mainstream, one of the key things was really having enough devices to make this happen. So a new sort of service has really evolved in the enterprise tech space called Device as a Service, or DaaS. So this is where IT acquisition models really to help companies to scale or downsize their teams very, very quickly and have appropriate technology on a pay-as-you-go basis. So these are really some of the hot new trends in terms of corporations really utilizing technologies in 2022.
Brian, you know, this is all fascinating because I'm a bit of a Luddite. You are a biz tech expert. I'm not the most tech savvy. So you're kind of educating me as we go along with this. And I love remote working, though, having said all that. What does it mean for monitors? Because are they back in? Are they not back in? Tell me a bit more about how monitors fit into all of this.
Okay. So you know what? I'm a Luddite when it came to monitors until very recently. So
good. I'm glad we're in the same boat.
So essentially what happened was I used to think of monitors just like everyone else. Yeah, I just view stuff on the screen and that's it. But it's really evolved now. So what's happened is cutting-edge software first and hardware really started out with the gamers. And you started to have those curved screens with higher resolutions and so forth. Now we've got more and more, and you think about it in your TV technology where you have software embedded into displays. Now that's also happening in display monitors where you could have within the same one monitor multiple display windows. Much better than than having multiple monitors.
Right.
And at the same time, these are all software solutions that you marry then with 5G or Wi-Fi 6 if you're working in an office.
Mm-hmm.
And all this means is basically higher resolution, new aspect ratios. Okay, for the rest of us, it means clearer screens. And built-in technology to really reduce eye strain. So all of us have this problem, especially someone like myself who's a little bit older. When you watch the screen for too long, it's just really tiring.
Yeah, agreed.
But all of this new technology really is designed to make monitor technology really reduce desktop mess, because everything is then embedded inside the displays itself. Faster, better capabilities in a more compact design as well.
Brian, you know, since we're talking about work from home, work remotely, monitors, from the evolution from gaming to the workplace, talk to us about the metaverse. What does all of this mean? Because, you know, is it Meta is now calling those that work their Meta mates? We're seeing some articles about people shifting perhaps offices and interactivity when it comes to remote working onto the metaverse. Is this something that we're likely to see roll out on a larger scale in the year ahead, or what kind of timeline are we looking at here?
Okay, so again, we're talking about Meta. Meta lost $10 billion on the metaverse last year. Okay, so that's a big headline number. But what it actually should give us a perspective is we're really in the early days of the metaverse. But at the same time, what some of these global brands are trying to do is stake their claim in the metaverse. So let me give you an example of a company that's completely unrelated that's already in the metaverse, LVMH. Mm. So LVMH, the purveyors of luxury goods, were very early players, believe it or not, in esports. Because essentially what these forward-thinking brands always look at is what's next. Not only is it about, am I going to capture today's customers or new customers today, but really, where are my future customers going to be? And if you think of the metaverse, that's what it's all about. It's about looking at the future, but if you can, start being involved in it in the present right now. It doesn't have to be in $10 billion, but you really, this is, think of this as, if you're old enough, Alta Vista search engines in the 90s.
I remember those.
In Internet 1.0. This is where we are in the metaverse.
Oh, well, I'm old enough to remember that one. Listen, Brian, it's been absolutely fascinating. Eye-opening, certainly for me, and also eye-relieving from some of the things that you've been saying. Really enjoyed that. We've been speaking to Brian Fernandez, Managing Director of BizTech Asia. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.